Matthew chapter 5, starting with verse 1. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I want to drop back to verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Brother, will you pray with a message for me?
Heavenly Father, tonight, Father, just humble myself. I heard your Lord, I pray, Lord, just anoint myself. Father, just thank you, Lord, God, just anoint each other here, Lord, here, Lord, God. Each and every heart, Lord, we need
to do your will, Lord, God. Walk in your spirit, Lord. Oh, yes, meet every need, God. God, just take each and every heart, Lord, here with us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, help us,
Lord, just call us all
night. Yes, Lord. Hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. This is one of the most important verses in the Sermon on the Mount. The foundational requirements for a godly living is to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Such hunger is seen in Moses, the Psalmist, and the Apostle Paul. The spiritual condition of Christians throughout their lives will depend on their hunger and thirst for the presence of God. The Word of God, the communion of Christ, the fellowship of the Spirit, righteousness, kingdom power, the return of the Lord. The Christian's hunger for the things of God is destroyed by worldly anxiety. That's what destroys it. Worldly things. That destroys our hunger. Our desire of spiritual blessings must be earnest. Give me these or else I die. Everything else is dross and chaff, unsatisfied. Give me these and I have enough. Though I have nothing else, hunger and thirst are appetites that return frequently. God will give them what they desire to complete their satisfaction. It is only God who can fill a soul. That is hungering. That is thirsting. I'm telling you, if we can get a hunger and a thirst around here this month, I'm telling you we can go into a revival. But it's going to take a hunger and thirst. The man is coming. He cannot bring revival in a suitcase. It must begin at home. It must begin somewhere. In a prayer closet, that's where it's going to take place at. If you ain't got no hunger, then get along with the Lord. That's why you dried up. You got to have a hunger. You have to have a deep down thirst. The one that hunger and thirst after righteousness, that's the one that's going to be filled tonight. If you got a hunger and you got a thirst, you looking at one tonight, I got a hunger to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost in these last days. It says in Matthew 6 and 33, very familiar scripture. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I tell you all, go back into the book of Psalms 42 if y'all want to turn with me. Psalms 42. And I want to read a few scripture over here, 1 through 4. He said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while continually saying to me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. That's where you're going to get a thirst at, is when you start pouring out your soul before Almighty God, before Holy God. That's where you're going to get a hunger. Just bear with me just for a little while.
Let's
go. I got some notes right here I want to bring out. My soul thirsts for God as water is essential for physical life. So God and His presence are essential for satisfaction and wholeness of life. True believers will hunger and thirst for God and His grace, blessings, and supernatural activity in their lives. To stop thirsting for God is to die spiritually. Thus, we must not allow anything to diminish our intense desires for the things of God. Beware the cares of this world, the pursuit of earthly things, and the pleasures that chokes out hunger and thirst for God, and the desire to seek His face in prayer. That's what it is. So many times we let the things of this world come in and choke out our prayer life, and choke out our praise, and choke out our worship. That's what we do so many times. But you looking at one tonight, I want to be revived. And where the revival comes from, it comes from the corridors of heaven, and it must begin with us tonight. It must begin with us. Stir me, Holy Ghost. Blow on me tonight, Holy Ghost. I want to see revival.
Right.
I want to see revival. But it's going to take a hunger and thirst. It ain't going to take no lay me down to sleep prayer. You're going to have to get hungry for the things of God. When you start getting hungry, you start praying. You start pushing back the plate. When you start getting hungry and thirsty,
right,
you start taking the pulling off worldly desires, and you desire to still believe. You desire to be in His presence. That's where I desire to be, brother. It's in the presence of a holy God. I desire to be under the spout where the glory comes out. I desire to be there. That's a hunger tonight. That's a hunger. Brother, that's one thing I want. Lord, just to keep me hungry for the things of God. Just bear with me. I'm going over to Psalm 63. Psalm 63. And I'm probably going to read the whole thing. Oh God, thou art my God. So early when I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy love and kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. My lips shall praise thee tonight. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. With joyful lips. That's a hunger. That's a hunger that's getting satisfied when you got a joyful lips of praise, brother. I'm telling you tonight, I want to be in a congregation where I can see them raise their hands, where I see them get the joy of the Lord. I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord tonight is thy strength. It's thy strength tonight. The joy of the Lord.
Amen.
I got joy, brother. He gives me joy unspeakable tonight.
Yes.
My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, the shadows of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand hath hold of me. But those that seek my soul to destroy shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They that shall fall by the sword, there shall be a portion for the foxes, but the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that swears by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. I'm telling you, I want to be hunger. I want a deep down hunger tonight. I'm telling you, I want a deep down thirst. That's the ones that's going to be filled. I want to see the Shekinah glory when it starts coming down, like brother preached on the other night, when it comes down to fill the house, brother. I've never seen the Shekinah glory. I've never seen a ball of fire come through the church house. I've never seen it before, but I believe it. I tell you, I ain't never seen somebody dance around a pot filled stove and take hot coals out of a stove and not be burned. But I tell you, I want to see it. I'm telling you, if you hunger after these things and you thirst after them, you can see them. We serve the same God. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He changes not.
Amen.
He changes not tonight.
Right.
And I want to see him, brother. I've seen some things since I've been in. But I want to see more things.
Amen.
You got to have a hunger and a thirst after it. I believe a man can get in the speed. He can run every chair in here. But it's got to be the speed. He's got to be hungering and thirsting for the manifestations of the Holy Ghost. He's got to have a hunger and a thirst. Just bear with me. I've got another note I want to bring out here. Early would I seek thee. Every believer should pray as David did in this Psalms. It describes a man's deep longing in his heart for God, one that can only be satisfied by an intimate relationship with Him. Those who profess to know God need to examine themselves by asking the following: I really possess a strong desire for God in His presence? That's question number one in my life. Or do I go through life largely consumed with secular pursuits and worldly entertainment, while prayer and fasting and fervent love for Jesus and study of God's Word and a deep desire for God and His kingdom have little place, or am I facing them time? I'm telling you, does God have a little place in your life tonight? I'm telling you tonight, we need to have a hunger. We need to have a thirst. I don't hunger and thirst after the things of this world. I hunger and thirst after relationship. I'm telling you, the Lord's been on my mind early this morning. He woke me up. He gives me a song. I'm telling you, I thank God for His life yet, brother. I'm telling you, I just want to slip away. And the Lord will. I've been praying about something. And the Lord supplies it, brother. I'm going to have me a closet where I can get out and pray and pray. I got a hunger to see the things of God, brother. I got a thirst. And I want to slip away. I want to be like, I think it was Daniel, when he prayed towards the city of Jerusalem 3 times a day. I want to be one that can pray. I want to be one that can give him the first fruits and the evening fruits and the evening and the night fruits. I want to be one that can pray and seek the face. That's where hunger comes from.
Come on, brother.
That's right.
That's where hunger comes from. I want to be one that's hungry. I'm telling you, every place I ever lived, I had a place to get along. We all need it. That's where your hunger comes from. There are times I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord.
Right.
And tell Him about my troubles all alone. These times I'd like to be with the sanctified and blessed. It always pays to be alone. I'm telling you, we need a long time. That's where you get your hunger at. It's when you're alone on your face before a holy God.
Amen.
That's where you get your hunger from. Well, I want to go on over here to John's Gospel. And I want to read John 7:37-38. In the last days, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, said, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." That's what I want. I want them living waters. I tell you, Brother Gene Capp, he used to talk about that water. He said when he got saved, he got in ankle deep water. And when he started wading on out of the sanctification, brother, he got knee deep. And when he waded out in the Holy Ghost, he got over his head. He got in waters he can swim in. And that's what I want tonight, brother. I want to get in waters I can swim. I want to get over my head. I want to wade out into the Holy Ghost. Over my head. I want the deep things of God.
Amen.
The deep things. We've been playing in shallow water just a little too long. We need the deep things.
Amen, brother.
Isaiah 12:2-6 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore with joy," as that word joy again, "shall you draw waters out of the wells of salvation." It's a joyful thing when you start pulling waters out of that well, brother. It's a joyful thing. And in that day shall you praise the Lord. Call upon His name. Declare His doings among the people. Make mention that His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for He has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, the inhabitants of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Are you hungry for the Holy One of Israel to be in the midst of you? I'm hungry for it. I'm telling you tonight, I'm hungry. And if you want to go on with me to John chapter 4, I'm not going to turn over to it. There cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called the Jordan, to the pastoral ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore being wearied with his journey, said, thrust on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it thou, being a Jew, ask to drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritan. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who is it that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst ask of him, and he would give thee living water. Yeah. That's what I'm thirsting for, that living water tonight. This lady at the well, she was thirsty. She had a thirst. She had a hunger. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, the well is deep. From whence then thou hast thou living water? Art thou greater than thy father Jacob, who gave us his well and drank thereof himself, and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give, shall him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be him in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. That's what I want. I want to be dwelling by that well. I want to be pulling out of that well. I'm telling you, these deep things of God in that well. He's salvation there for the ones that need to be saved. These sanctification for the ones that need to be sanctified. These Holy Ghost baptism, brother, for the ones that need it. And I tell you, the gifts of the Spirit for the ones that desire them tonight, for the hungry. It's there in the well. If we start dwelling by the well, as the man preached, we can have revival. We can have revival here at Upper Room Fellowship.
Amen.
If we start dwelling by that well, but it's all up to us. It's all it does. We gotta have that desire to get alone and be with Him. Gotta have a desire. The woman said unto him, I'm going on down. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in these mountains. You say that in Jerusalem is a place where men are to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour is cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what we know. What we worship for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh now even for the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth.
Amen.
For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I'm telling you, this lady right here was hungry. Can you imagine when Jesus was sitting thrust on the well, and she was, all it was, he was just wanting a little drink. Just a little drink. That's all it was. But instead of giving Jesus a drink, Jesus gave her a drink. He took some pie that thirst in her life. He said, go call thy husband and come hither. She said, they ain't got no husband. And he said, well, you have five husbands, and that you have now is not thy husband. And that says not truly. I'm telling you, he fed that lady at the well. She was hungry, and he fed her. He told her whole lifespan right there, brother. He told her whole lifespan. When you're hungry and you thirst, you can see some things. John 6:35, he said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, he said, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye and buy and eat. Ye come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. When without price. Just bear with me just a minute. An essential requirement for salvation is a genuine spiritual hunger, thirst for forgiveness, and for a right relationship with God. We must repent our sins and draw near to God in faith. Furthermore, hunger and thirst for God's righteousness. I'm telling you, we need a hunger and we need a thirst. I'm telling you, I don't want Frankie's righteousness. I don't want all of that. I want a righteousness which is of God. Yeah. And I'm hungering for that righteousness. I'm I don't want to have no spot on me. He's coming back after a sanctified and blood-washed church. Well, one of the last spot, wrinkle, or blemish, even such thing. He's coming after what is clean, what has been washed in His blood, what has been sanctified and set apart. And a lot of people think He's coming after the churches, but He's not coming after the churches. He's coming after a church, one church. That's what He's coming after. If you in that church, if you hungered and thirsted after righteousness tonight, you in that church.
Amen.
You in that few. You in that few tonight. Hungering and thirsting. You know, it brings me into remembrance. You know, you look at Acts chapter 2, brother. When the 120, and when they went up into that upper room, and when they was in that place, it was in one mind and one accord. Them boys was hungering. They was thirsting after the things of God. You know, the Lord told them, said, you tarry here in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued from power from on high. And them boys went up in that upper room, and then they began to pray, and they began to seek God, and they said, cloven tongues like of a fire fell upon each of them. Upon each of them tonight. I tell you, that's hungering and thirsting.
Yes, amen.
Hungering and thirsting. He's still doing it tonight. Right. He's still doing it tonight.
Right.
All we have to have is a little bit of thirst, a little bit of hunger. That's what it is so many times. People let their hunger and their desire. That's what it is. It's a desire.
Come on, brother.
They let the desire. They put on back burner. God, I know I need to be doing this. Uh-oh, me too. But they lose the desire to read the Word of God. To hunger after the Word of God. That's one thing they do. Then they lose the desire to be in the house of God. That's the second thing to do. And before you know it, you're outside the doors. I'm telling you, I want to keep that hunger.
Amen.
And I want to keep that thirst. I want to take and get along with my God. I want to take and give Him the first fruits. Give Him the first fruits of the day. That's how you get that hunger and that thirst. That's how you keep it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be one that can examine myself, brother. I want to be one that can examine myself. You know, Brother Coles brought up a while back, and I might have brought it up the last time I preached. You know, he was talking about a foot washing. You know, the Bible says, let a man examine himself before he partakes of that. Examine himself. And that's what I want to do. Examine myself. If there's any uncleanness in me, I don't want it there. I want to get it under the blood. If I got any kind of grudge, I want to get it under the blood. If I got any kind of unforgiveness, I want to get it under the blood. I'm telling you, that's hunger and thirsting after the righteousness. If you got anything on anybody, you need to get it under the blood. I want to be one that can wash. Go to your brother and wash your feet. I want to be one that can get and wash my brother's feet.
Amen.
That's hunger and thirsting, brother, when you ain't got nothing nothing against nobody. And you just desire the things of God. Desire the things of the Spirit. That's what I want, the desires of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit. I'm telling you, I've been in churches that don't desire the things of God, brother. They get in there, run the aisles, want to shout the victory. But no fruits of repentance. No fruits. I've been in churches like that. I know they got no hunger. They got no thirst. But they want to claim the same thing that you claim. But they got it. Their fruits is not there. But I tell you, thanks be to God, a man that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, he's genuine. He's genuine. I tell you tonight, I want to be with the chosen few. I want to be with a minority, not the majority tonight. I want to be with a faithful few. That's what I want to be with tonight. With a faithful few. And we can have a revival, brother. There's no more Dakota's brought up here the other night at a Zusu Street revival. I think about 7, maybe 10 people got by themselves and they prayed. They prayed. And that's how that revival started. You know, it said evangelists, I had some notes on it one time. Evangelists, preachers was going that way, brother. And hearing the message and getting baptized with the Holy Ghost and missionaries is taking it to foreign lands. I'm telling you, that's what kind of God we serve, and that's what kind of God we serve if you hunger and thirst after Him tonight. And we ain't got no hunger and thirst. We ain't gonna see no move. You know, he brought up the other night, Brother George Durham, talking talking about the church house lifted off the pillars. Why did he see that? Because he was hungering and thirsting for the manifestation of the Spirit. That's why he seen it. And he said, it, I was there when he told him, he said, you can put your hand under there. Cleared it, brother. The house cleared the foundation. Did I want to say it with it, brother? It cleared it. That's why kind of that man, he had a hunger. Brother George Durham, he had a hunger and he had a thirst. I can hear him right now praying. He'd get in that prayer room and he'd begin to pray and he'd do his ear like that and he'd be speaking in a heavenly language. Why was it like that? Because he had a hunger and he had a desire. I'm telling you, that man had a relationship with God. He hungered after it. He hungered after it. He was so humble, Brother Jim. I went to camp meeting with him in North Carolina. I was in his room. He was talking about it, having dementia. And I don't know what means that I got this, but some of my children are getting saved as a result. He said, it'd be worth it all. He said, it'd be worth it all. That's what he told me at camp meeting. That's a man right there that have a love, brother. He wanted to see somebody saved at any cost. I'm telling you, he hungered for it. He hungered for God. He thirsted for it. So many times, I'll be in that prayer room with him, and he'll be praying in the Spirit. He just put his arm over there on me. He put his hand over there on me and prayed for me. That's a hunger and a thirst.
Yes.
A hunger and thirst.
Yes, brother. Bless the Lord.
I'll tell you, this hurts me too. But when you start hungering and thirsting, there'd be no more than coming to church early, brother, before service, and get in these prayer rooms, get in these closets. That's hungering and thirsting. Help me, Lord. Help me tonight. I'm telling you, over there, over at the open praise, we have men downstairs in the prayer rooms. We have women in their prayer closet. We have people praying before the service. It goes to tell you, there's a lot of times the Holy Ghost will come up from downstairs and come right on in the sanctuary with us because we was hungering. We was thirsting after a move of God.
That's all right.
After a move of God, I can remember some powerful messages over there. And I brought it up time and time again. Maybe he'll preach it over here sometime. The only way to get up is to get down. That's the only way we can get up is to get down with business with God. That's how we'll get revival. We got to get down to business.
Right.
We need to be in business. We need to get down to business with him. He sees the heart. He knows the heart. He tries the heart. And he looketh upon the heart. I know the heart of no man. But I tell you one thing. I need to slip away just a little bit more. I need just a little bit more hunger, brother. Just a little bit more thirst. Just a little bit more thirst. I'm telling you, we can see things happen. We can see things happen.
Right, brother.
Brother, I remember when I first started preaching, I was wanting to see things happen. I was wanting to see the Spirit. I heard people talk about running the pews. Never have seen it before, just young in the Lord. And I tell you, when I went to camp meeting that year, Brother Ken Laws, back there, he got a high banister back there. And they was singing in the congregation. And by that time, there's a young man back there. He took and jumped over that big old high chair, cleared that banister and all, and took him alive. Why? Because he was hungry and he was thirsting for a move of God.
Oh yeah.
He was thirsting for it. And I think I would see the men for the first year I went to camp meeting. I would see Brother Ken Long and different ones. They'd take off running. And running and speaking in tongues and shouting the victory because he was hungry. And hungry. It was a hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's the one that's going to get the blessings. That's the one that's going to get them. I'm telling you, the Lord speaks to me. I want to be the first up. I want to be the first one to take me a victory lap. Speak to me, Lord. Thy servant hear thee. Just speak to me. I'm telling you, brother. You looking at one right here. I love the old time Jericho march. I love to run and shout the victory and have me a good time. But it comes when you're alone time. That's where it comes from. When you get along with him. That's where it all comes from. I don't grace my relationship with God on the shout. I learned a long time ago, a shout will run out. I base my shout. I base my knowing. I know where I stand with my Lord. Yes. I know where I stand tonight. I'm hungry for Him and He knows it. I'm thirsting for Him and He knows it. There's so many times, brother, that I want to see a good service, but it wasn't on a shout. When I was at the lighthouse, I was told a long time ago, get yourself an experience. Get yourself a prayer life. Get yourself a relationship. The shout will come if you live the shout. It'll come. It'll surely come if you live it. Live it. That's where the shout comes from. You can shout the victory when you live in the victory.
Amen.
That's the way I was taught, brother. And I got that same hunger in me now that was instilled in me at the beginning.
That
same hunger.
Oh, yes.
I can feel it, brother, when I start getting hungry. And I haven't felt the move of God in a while. And I start getting hungry, brother. I want to get where I'm slipping away. I don't care if I have to take and go in debt and buy whatever I need to buy before I have a place to slip away. I do it, brother, because it's going to be worth it all. It's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. I tell you, I got an altar in my bedroom, but it ain't like being outside all by yourself. All by yourself with some gospel music on and just pray the way you want to pray. I'm telling you, that's where it's at. That's hungering. I'm hungering for it. I'm longing for it. I'm longing for a move of God. If this happens at the house, I want to move.
Come on,
I want to move. I want to see the Lord taking this move upon, particularly right there in my house. Move in my house. If it's got to begin in my house, so be it. So be it. Let's fall on our knees. Let's pray for revival. Let's pray. Let's pray and see the face of God for we can have revival. It's for the hungry.
That's right.
I've seen it many times. Preacher or evangelist, he come in and preach his heart out. You see, people get blessed on this side of the church. Maybe on that side of the church. On this side of the church, it might hit a few on this side. You say, well, why do I need? Well, the reason I ain't feeling it, the reason I ain't getting what I need. Because you ain't pushed back and plead. You ain't prepared yourself. You need to prepare yourself and seek the faith.
Yes.
And you can have it.
Lord.
You can have it.
Oh,
he ain't no withhold no good thing to the man or woman that walk up righteously before Him. I found it out a long time ago that He ain't no withhold nothing. I found it out back in 2006. I sought for the Holy Ghost for 3 years. And I tell you, after 3 long years, it seems like nothing's going to happen. But I didn't give up. I still had a hunger. And I died in 2006. September 21st of 2006. He gave me what I desired. He gave me what I desired. Why? Because I hungered for it. And because I thirsted for it. And even more, after you get baptized with the Holy Ghost, we need to be seeking for it.
Yes.
Lord, use me. Use me how you see fit to use me. Use me, Lord, for that mouthpiece. Use me, Lord, for that instrument. Use me, Lord, for that vessel. Whatever you have me to do, let me do it. Let me be quick to respond. I love the Lord tonight. But that's just what I feel in my heart. I just want a hunger. A hunger. I tell you, I just can't preach tonight without bringing this up. I see a man, my first cousin, never seen him saved before, never seen him in the house of God before. But I'm telling you, when that man got saved, he got a hunger about him. You go up to the hospital, you pray for him, hands will be in the air. Why? Because he knew what he was feeling was God. He knew he had a hunger for it. And that's like he told me this past Sunday. He was very weak. Barely couldn't put his hands in the air when we prayed. And he said, Frankie, he said, I want to get baptized next Sunday. Next Sunday. But he didn't make it to Sunday. He passed away. But he had an experience. He had a love experience, brother. He had one. And I told him he could tell it to you. He wanted his presence. I went by there praying for him Sunday. And after I got through praying, he said, I'm jerking all over. I told the fellows about it today. I said, jerking? I said, what you jerking for? He said, Lord, In other words, he was filling the Holy Ghost. He had a hunger and thirst after it. He had a thirst. I tell you, when you start getting hungry and thirsty, you'll be wanting to do stuff. You see, he was sitting on his deathbed, but still he wanted to go on that baptism service, because he knew that was the next step. He knew that was the next step, and he was wanting to go that way. But I'm telling you, the Lord knows what he's doing. He took him. He's a home of glory tonight. He's got a praise. All of it's fulfilled tonight. That hunger's fulfilled tonight because he won the prize. He won the prize. A merciful God. Am I really hungry for him? When you hunger for him. Somebody give me some music. Hunger. All churches is not like we are here. All churches don't have a hunger and a thirst after the face of God. All of them don't. When the few. There are very few around. Very few.
So many times.
Very few. Are you hungry tonight? Are you hungry tonight? Do you want to see the Lord move? It's around the altars. It's around the altars. You know, this is where the fire of God always will be burning at. It's around the altars. It's around the altars. You know, a man of God can preach and preach and preach his heart out. But right here is where you get your help at. It's around the altars of God. When you respond to the message, that's where it comes in at, is response to the message. If you got a hunger and a thirst, you'll be responding to the man. You'll be responding to the messenger and the message. I'm telling you, we need it. We need a blaze, a burning right here in the upper room fellowship. We need a blaze. We need